Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, diving right back into it here on Radio Row. And again, we're broadcasting live from Radio Row in New Orleans thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, drink responsibly. You never know who's going to sit down with you. We were sacked by our next guest. I'm sorry, that was terrible.
Wow, that was a bad pun, Dusty.
I'm sorry. Trey Hendrickson's joining us from the Cincinnati Bengals now, and all our guests are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, drink responsibility. I've got to ask, man, do you want to see the Chiefs do it, or do you want to see Philadelphia knock them off?
You know, it's one of those things that, as a competitor, I wish I was in it. But obviously, you know, I lean towards the AFC and the competitors that we have. You know, I think it's a talented group. You know, and some doing a three-peat, you know, that seems pretty special.
Yeah, it really does. I figured as a Bengal player, you'd probably say, I hate these guys. I don't want to see them have the success because I view you personally, like, as our rival right now. And it is because you beat us, you know, the one time at Arrowhead, Burrowhead, however you want to call it. But I look at the Bengals as, like, that's the team I always want to beat now. Do you have that same kind of, like, are the Chiefs the team for you guys that you think about all the time now?
Well, you know, I think Josh Allen put it pretty well. It's like if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And, you know, we had goals to go to the playoffs. Obviously, we fell short of those things. Mm-hmm. But watching the Chiefs, you know, year in and year out, you have to respect that. Talented group, well coached, and continually in the Super Bowl is a special thing.
What do you guys, I mean, how do you stop Patrick Mahomes? I say, what do you guys try to do to stop Patrick Mahomes? I asked C.J. Gardner-Johnson that. It was like 4-second pause of like, play football was his answer. Like, how do you try to stop this team in this offense of Patrick Mahomes?
Well, they're just so calm out there. You know, like, even if you have multiple looks, they're making checks, and it's almost like organic with them. And I think that's super special when you're talking about a leader as Pat Mahomes is and his offense. So, you know, I have nothing but credit to him. He's done it at a high level. When you try to stop him, like I said, it's kind of being multiple, making sure he's not sure what we're in and trying to throw him off. But at the end of the day, players make plays. We need to, you know, make a play to stop them.
Yeah, talking to Trey Henderson here from Cincinnati. How's the finger, first off? It's still heavily wrapped, but doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
It still looks gnarly?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the off season, okay. So you get to, you know, bundle everything up.
That's right.
You
yeah.
know, spit and tape.
And you're no stranger to these streets, obviously. You were here with New Orleans for those years, but you're coming up back-to-back 17-and-a-half sacks. What's it like to come back to the place that drafted you?
It's special, you know. Like, this place took an opportunity to me at FAU, and I have nothing but good things to say about the Benson family, their organization from top down. I mean, they were really special to be a part of, and obviously when you're talking about Sean Payton, Drew Brees, and that defense that I was a part of, you know, I made relationships that'll last forever. I learned things from great vets like Thomas Morstead, how to recover as a special teams player for him, DeMario Davis leadership, Cam Jordan leadership, Malcolm Jenkins leadership, you know, and how to be vocal in a locker room.
So when you played here in New Orleans, you mentioned Sean Payton. Obviously, he's in Denver right now. You came in with a pretty good head coach, like not one of these slappies that's yelling Duval and things like that. Like, what was it like to have a real legit, true die-in-the-wool, won a Super Bowl champion, legit head coach right away in the NFL?
Oh, I think it was pretty special. You know, even as a defensive coordinator in Dennis Allen, he's been a head coach multiple times. And, you know, I got to see high-functioning coaching at a young spot. And then to go with Zach and also high-functioning coach in an offensive realm as well, I've been tremendously blessed. I mean, my two quarterbacks are Drew Brees and Joe Burrow. I think I've been pretty spoiled. You know, but even the talent that surrounds those guys, I mean, good people, good locker rooms. You know, these 8 years have flown by. I'm incredibly blessed.
Joe seems like the coolest MF-er out there, man.
He's
like,
pretty cool.
What's it like hanging out with Joe Burrow and just doing Joe Burrow things?
You know, Joe is he's a competitor in everything. I mean, if you're just, you know, you're flipping a coin, or you know, we're playing for like an AFC championship, he's bringing that same intensity, and I think that's the things that rub off on the rest of the locker room, is that, you know, his will to win, hard work in everything he does, and then obviously he's doing it with some cool swagger, you know.
Right. Yeah. I know the goal every year is Super Bowl. That's everybody's, you know, main goal when the season starts. You're in the AFC. You know who the top dog is, right? You guys have done it. You've beaten Kansas City in Kansas City. Been a little bit, but when you start your season, do you know that that's one of the rungs in the ladder? Like, that's a focal point, or is it just, we'll play the season, and when we play them, we play them?
Well, I think we have mutual respect for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're playing the Chiefs, Baltimore, Buffalo. I mean, you're going into those games. Now it's going to be a gritty fist fight. Great offensive coaches, and you know, these guys are highly talented, meaning roster built around. But you know, you don't ever want to go into something where you're sleeping on any team in the National Football League, because the saying goes, any given Sunday for a reason, you know. And you know, we've both been on some of that side of like winning and losing based upon circumstances that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the National Football League. We're paid to do what we love. You know, coaches are as well, and obviously you guys reporting about it too. It just makes a fun environment, and you cut it loose.
It's great. So obviously we stink because you gave me some free Old Spice deodorant here, black cherry and bourbon. Sounds like something I want to drink tonight on Bourbon Street. But I mean, like this right here going to keep me smelling good.
Yeah, Old Spice, Total Body Dry Field Deodorant. It's keeping the NFL fresh 24/7. It's one of the things that I think from starting in 2017 to now, I think we smell better than ever. So especially on Bourbon Street, you're going to need it.
Well, that's right. So give us a spot to go to. Give us one thing we got to do for the next couple of days in New Orleans. We've been here since Sunday, but you know, we're starting to get to that weekend, and you know, wife's flying into town and all that kind of stuff on Saturday. So we got a couple of more nights to get wild. What should we be doing?
I think you got to just snag a po' boy for lunch. I mean, it's one of the greatest like pleasures. I mean, obviously, if you're staying for an extended period of time, a crawfish boil is the way to go.
Okay.
But
do you suck the head?
I'm going to pass on that.
Same.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. some people do. Like, that's acquired taste. I'm from Florida, so I got the experience.
Yeah.
But, it's been amazing, though.
Well, Hey, Trey, we appreciate the time. Houdet Nation, we respect you guys.
We do. We do, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Yeah, that's Trey Henderson of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.